Support for KPLU comes from Metropolitan Market. Locally owned and operated since 1971, Metropolitan Market seeks out the best tasting food from growers and producers in the Northwest and around the world. Metropolitan Market at 6 locations in Seattle, Kirkland, and Tacoma, and online at metropolitan-market.com.
Hey, Nets, did you hear about the bow-legged cowboy?
No.
He couldn't get his calves together. You know why the sesame seed couldn't leave the casino?
Why?
Because he was on a roll. I got a million of them, I tell you.
Stein, enough with the corny jokes already.
Well, why not? We're talking about corn today, right? How'd you like that corn recipe I sent you?
I have to tell you, not only did I love that corn recipe, my family loved it too. That had to be the easiest, most delicious thing to do with corn off the cob that I've ever tasted. Go ahead, talk about that.
Can't believe it. We went out to visit some friends, Denny and Lori, over the weekend, and they made this. All it was just corn cut off the cob, melt a little butter in a heavy frying pan, and put in the corn with some chopped up jalapenos, and just let it sit. You don't stir it. That's the trick. You just let it sit. You can maybe shake the pan a little bit and let it brown on the bottom. Get all caramelized and brown on the bottom. Scoop it out and eat it. Since I've looked it up online, there's a million different variations on this. One made with bacon drippings. Wouldn't that be nice?
It was fabulous, and I think everyone should do this. You didn't give me any proportions, and it depends on the size of your family. It could work for you, even if you're eating by yourself. I actually used 7 corns on the cob, about 4 jalapenos, and I was lucky they were nice and spicy. But if you don't like spicy jalapenos, I bet you could put red or green pepper in there. If you want it a little spicier, put serranos.
I really think this is the kind of recipe where you can say, take some corn, take some jalapenos, and a little bit of butter, and do this. It's not that critical.
That's true, but then there's the whole thing about taking corn off the cob. Nate's wearing braces now, and I know a lot of people don't like to play with their food. So between my husband, who doesn't like to eat corn on the cob, and my kid, who's wearing braces, it was really a good dish for us. Corn is so plentiful now, and it's really delicious. When you see the price is right, go ahead and get it. Cut it down and freeze it in Ziploc so that you can make this when there's not so much wonderful corn around.
Now, you sent me some other pretty nice corn recipes, one for a corn soup. Going to put that on the Food for Thought web post. What was that other one?
Oh, it was a grilled corn and tomato salsa. It was one I wrote about last year in the Seattle Times. That's a really nice dish for bringing to potlucks and picnics. Stein, when you're out buying corn, how do you determine whether it's fresh?
Well, I have a very good method for doing that, and that is I just hope for the best.
But there's more to it than that. There are things you can do. You want to look and see that there's fresh tassels on there. It's okay if some of them are brown. You don't want the tassels to be dry. You don't want them to be black. You want to pick up the corn and feel it. Does it have a nice green husk? Does it look fresh? Is it enveloping the corn rather than kind of laying on it and drying out? The most important thing to me is to feel for heft. So you pick up the corn and it feels kind of light. Put that one back. You want to grab a nice... hefty corn.
Hefty corn. Okay. These are great tips. And maybe, eaters, you've got a few to share with us, too, at kplu.org.
So, Stein, when you just want plain corn on the cob, what do you do about butter? Do you slice it or...
Just put out the stick of butter and rub the corn cob on it.
I agree with you. I like to, this time of year, you want to keep a dedicated stick of butter in the fridge for moments just like those.
And Nance, before we go, I would like to ask you one last question.
Yes.
What did the baby corn say to the mama corn?
What?
Where's Pop? With KPLU food commentator Nancy.
He's so corny.
Listen, I'm Dick Stein, and it's true.